Welcome to another segment with Dave and myself. Today, a lot of you say to me, Tone, I can't sleep. 3 a.m. I'm wide awake.
They call you Tone?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they call me something else. Sometimes they swear at me a lot. You're like, you, or something.
Yeah.
All right. You can't sleep. 3 a.m, you're being pulsed. Smart meters are going, blah, 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 and you're like, oh, yes, and I'm awake now. What am I supposed to do? And you're laying there for 2 hours, twiddling your thumbs, why, and you can't sleep. Okay, you notice the aluminum here. We have some aluminum. All right, we sprayed some copper on here as well. Now, that's not mandatory. I did it. But anyway, see here. I don't know if you can get the reflection. See, we got a little copper there. All right, now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see a bit of...
Now, the idea behind this is we're going to make a Faraday cage. And you see the string hanging here? We're going to hope that when we do this, it doesn't fall apart.
Well, what's the basic idea behind
Faraday? The basic idea is we're making a canopy over the bed. Now, you're laying in bed, and you are getting pulsed. Now, if those of you on the second floor of a house, or if you're at the top floor of an apartment complex, you are getting full-on harping, tower frequencies, smart Wi-Fi frequencies, whatever. Now, before you go to bed, you should unplug your modem, unplug your computers, unplug your phones, and don't bring your cell phone to the bedroom with you unless you wrap it up in aluminum so it doesn't pulse you while you're sleeping. Because when the smart meters get pulsing, they are sending data back to the hydro companies or electrical companies about what you use that day, and it's all being done at 3 a.m., doesn't matter what time zone you are in, you are getting awake. Because I get calls from all over across Canada, United States, even Europe, on the fact that they can't sleep at 3 a.m. So in Windsor, I have the biggest thing that I deal with sometimes next to some of the other crazy things that some people bring to me is sleep problems. And there are 5 or 6 things I give people first to help them sleep, but you've got to block the frequencies. Now this, as you can see, we've got this all over the place. I don't have it back here. Now this here is an aluminum wrap that they use for wrapping, for keeping things cold. Now you can go to Uline.com, and you can buy a roll of this. It's about $200 for a roll. I forget how long the thing is. And you can cut it, and you can tack it on with a staple gun or whatever, or you can attach it to a tarp if you like. So that, you know, it's a tarp, it's hanging on a tarp. You can do front and back if you want to, double layer it if you like, and then tag it on, however way you think you can do it. Just to go around the walls or even to put against your windows to block the frequencies from coming through or to disperse them so they disperse away. Now, what we're going to show you here, if I can do this, what you can do is go to any dollar store and pick up these aluminum blankets. They're like a buck. Tape 2 of them together lengthwise. Lengthwise. So that you got about 8 feet of covering. And what you want to do
might work. You want me to hold it?
Yeah, you can get that.
Hold on to it.
Hang on to that.
Okay.
Aha! Oops.
We're going to record the rest of the segment of you inside of there, Tony.
All right. Over?
Almost. Okay.
All right, looks good. Now, I don't want to pull too tight because... All right, now. Can't see me. All right. As you can see, I made a canopy here.
Well, actually, let's do it like this.
Oh, man. I was enjoying it quite. No.
Yeah.
All right. You're making a canopy here, right? So this way, what happens is when you're laying in bed, this is over... one part of the end of the bed, this is over another part, okay? And the idea is it's not going to touch your skin. Now, while you're sleeping, this will deflect and disperse a lot of the frequencies that are hitting you. Now, you can double up or triple this up. You can make this as thick as you like if you want. But this is a very simple means of diffusing or dispersing the frequencies that are hitting you at night while you're sleeping. And when you do this, you may find all of a sudden you'll be able to get back to your normal sleep patterns again, or be able to get that into that sleep to regenerate and reproduce the growth hormone response. Because when the growth hormone cycle is being disrupted, you cannot regenerate. And when you're exposed to all the things that we're exposed to today, you need that regeneration cycle in order to repair the damage in your body. So as you can see, here we go. It's a simple little canopy that you can all do. Okay, inexpensive, $2. Now you can get two or three of these things. You can make them as wide as you want, as long as you want. The only thing you're going to have to do... is at the head of the bed and at the foot of the bed. See, I got the aluminum here. So let's say that was the head of the bed. So my head now is being covered here. So now you'd have to put a blocking agent here to keep the frequencies from hitting your feet.
I'm wondering if even if you lay a sheet underneath the bed, especially like you said, second floor apartment, like a lot of people have their, you know, the routers for computers, or even if they have a tenant below, something like this, you know.
Yeah, you could do it. Sure.
What have you.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, the idea is to create a shielding that will work for you. Okay, this is just a simple idea. And remember, like I tell you guys, this is not the only end-all, be-all way to do something.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm just showing you one simple little example for you. Now, you can modify this and you can make it better than what I'm showing you, but I'm just trying to get you to think, you know, measures and countermeasures. They're attacking you with smart meters. They're attacking you with frequencies from HARP. They're attacking frequencies with towers, okay, tower frequencies. Those of you who have a more advanced stage of Morgellons, in other words, you've got the red blotchy issues going on, you're scratching and you're feeling the pain, because well, everyone's got Morgellons. Anyone who doesn't think they've got a case of Morgellons has got a rock in their head. And if you look at that ocular video that we did, you're going to see how much crap you've got going on. It'll just be a matter of time before something will respond in you as well. So go into any grocery store, go into any mall, go into any shopping place, any public place, banks, whatever. And when you walk into those places, and all of a sudden if you feel like you're itching, or all of a sudden you got something crawling and creeping inside of you, or you feel a little ache and pain beginning, that's because the frequencies and the Wi-Fi in that bank are attenuated to what's inside of you or what's on the skin of you. And as a result, it's activating those things. And you'll find that some of you, will, whether you go to a movie house, a bowling alley, a library, a school, whatever it may be, that has this technology floating around, and may feel affected. So again, these are some things for you to maintain focus on. Now, for those of you who still think in terms of 1970, 1960, this video is not for you until something happens. Then you'll be digging for everything you can find, I assure you on that one. But for those of you who are understanding what's happening, feeling the effects of what's going on, this is a simple method, a simple process, and an inexpensive one, mind you, to help you, again, block some of the frequencies. You can put barriers along your wall, like Dave said, underneath the bed, on the ceiling if you need to. If you got a big window, block it. If you are on a second floor, we started that off with, try going down to the lower levels, because every level you have will offer another layer of shielding. As a result, you may find you will sleep better. And you may find once you put these things on or spray a little copper, even if you don't, you may find that the room may deaden all of a sudden. Feels like you're not hearing that yee or so going on in your head, okay? Because it's, again, starting to disperse the frequencies from coming in here. Like if you listen to here right now, it's very quiet in here. It's almost like a stillness.
Yeah, when you put it on, there was a dampening of sound effect even. Yeah.
Okay, there's no high pitch. So again, simple process, cheap, inexpensive, and effective. Okay, and anybody can do this anywhere on the planet. Alrighty.
I do.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Just back to the whole Morgellons thing. Like you said, if you walk into a bank, and you're feeling itchy or whatever, essentially, I don't know if you've addressed this before, I'm even just not recalling right now, what would be the function of that? What does that serve, you know, to the powers that be or whatever that...
Again, anything they activate, anytime they activate you, actually, these things cause a overhyped immune response on the cellular level. And as a result of that, the cells literally burn out. And the immune system becomes very, very exhausted. Okay, you're talking about this Ebola thing. Ebola. Okay, this is how much nonsense is going on about Ebola. Number one, they have no cure. The mainstream medical says they have no cure. Yet they're going to have vaccines done by September. Now, doesn't that sound very coincidental that just at that point in time, kids are going back to school? Now, let's take another examination on this whole Ebola crisis. There are 6 million people living in that area, and only 1,000 died. That is not an epidemic.
That's across 3 countries, Tony.
Yeah.
That's not just Sierra Leone. That's 3 countries. I don't know if that grand total is between the 3 countries, but
yeah,
if it is,
that's what it was. 300 and something in one, 540 something another, and yeah. I mean it was ridiculous. The numbers don't warrant. And if you talk to people over there, they're saying that's a normal thing, just like measles is over here. Ooh, you got the measles thing. Ooh, quick, we got to get a vaccine going.
Well, you told me that someone called you from there and kind of informed you about that.
Yeah.
That they're not even really concerned about.
Yeah. So when you're hearing all this hyperbole and this overreactive response, okay, those of you who have a compromised immune system, whether it be from Morgellons, whether it be from Lyme's, whether it be from fibromyalgia, whether it be from digestive disorders, you need to buff up your vitamin C, you need to buff up your zinc, you need to buff up your iodine, you need to buff up some of your copper levels, because that is what's going to help you resist these issues. High dose of vitamin C and iodine will pretty well keep you from being infected unless you've been compromised severely. Okay, it doesn't mean you can't get it. It just means that if you take these precautions, you can build up your system so you don't get it, or you can minimize any exposure. It's almost as bad as Fukushima. You know, I keep telling everybody, we went through a cycle. Fukushima, danger, Will Robinson. Then we went over to the United States, and we have an economic collapse going on. Then we went over to Europe, and in the Middle East, the Jews and the Palestinians are wiping each other out. And then we went to the Ukraine, and the Ukrainians have the Russians moving in. And then, after that, we had a plane went down. Then we had more issues with the Ukraine and the Russians, and another plane went down. And then we went back to the Middle East, and the Middle East and Palestinians are wiping each other out again. Now we have an economic collapse going on in Europe. Woo! And then we got Ebola. We started out with H1N1. Remember that? H1N1, incurable virus. It's a pandemic. Ooh, vitamin C wiped it out. And we went right back to full circle. Now we're back to Fukushima again.
Oh, yeah? No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard anything recently.
Somebody contacted me this morning. He says, yeah, I thought you said you were done with Fukushima. I said, no, it's full circle.
Oh, because they just had their anniversary, I think, right?
I don't know what they did.
Yeah, I think it was their anniversary, so they revisited them.
Yeah, so again.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that was.
Okay, again, do not get caught up in mainstream bullshit. I'm keeping it very normal today. Bullshit.
Yeah. Say it, Tony.
Okay, you don't need to be frightened. You need to be aware, and you need to take measures to the countermeasures. Okay, they're giving you a measure. Come up with a countermeasure instead of crapping yourselves all the time. And because you hear some guru say you need nano silver. That guru is crazy. Doesn't know enough about nano silver. And then they're digging up reports from the military that designed the nanoparticles as a weapon, as a means of weaponization. Something's wrong there. The military does use colloidal silver. Colloidal silver, 70 parts per million or higher. That's what they use. Okay, they don't use nano. And they know if you put that in a soldier, you're going to wipe them out. Anyway, it's a real fun game to cut through all this mess. And you just have to stay focused and not listen to any guru. I'm even telling you, don't listen to me. Need the stuff.
Before you do your own research.
Yeah, do your own research. I'm indicating something going on here. You can agree, disagree, sit on, well, there's no fence to sit on. You're either going to disagree or agree. And because if you sit on a fence that doesn't exist, you're just going to get smoked anyway from both sides. So you may as well develop an opinion or develop some gray matter to make an opinion, whatever it works for you. All right. So there you have it. A simple little means to protect yourself while you're sleeping. Okay. Get some copper paint. Copper paint is cheap. It's about $13 a can. You don't need a lot. Just spray a little layer on it. You know, that's another way. If you want to buy copper strips, you can. They're kind of expensive. If you want to buy a copper mesh, you may as well have a second mortgage because the stuff's super expensive. get some copper paint. You know, and again, you don't need to. You can ground the thing, block the windows, you know, at night. You may find that when you unplug your computer's modem, you may find that'll make a big difference as well. Cell phones, seriously, if you're going to take them in the bedroom at night, pop the battery. Pop the battery because that will amplify the signals, or the smart meter will amplify the pulses from your phone.
So. Well, just real quick aside, I told you before the segment that I met a guy who had a machine that could detect basically or listen to these frequencies, and it was amazing when he turned it on that how much you can hear the pulsations of how this thing went off. Like it, and we went outside and it was minimized, you go back inside and it was like like this thing was just going off the I mean, I don't know how sensitive it is, but this thing was beeping hard.
It was a doctor on a YouTube who had bought a device from Germany, and from 3,000 feet away, from one end of the building to the other, 2,500 feet away, this thing was popping like a popcorn machine. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, it's not just that the smart meters are pulsing through the walls, they're pulsing through your hydro lines as well. In Saskatchewan, they took them out. They took out the smart meters because they were burning the homes down.
Mm, I did see some videos on that.
And BC, that started about 2 years ago, where the hydro companies, or electrical companies, for those in the United States and other parts of the world, the hydro companies were putting them on and not removing the base plate. They were burning homes in BC as well. They were catching fires all across the western part of the United States and west coast of Canada. Now Saskatchewan has enough brains to remove them, but Ontario, will they remove them? Oh, that's just a freak of nature. And if you took those damn meters out, you'd be able to get back to sleep again. But what the heck, we got to disrupt your growth hormone cycle, which is between 2 and 4 a.m., so you can't regenerate, and you walk around half-mast, and then you can't figure out why, you can't remember if you tied your shoes or not, if they're Velcro or laced, you know, you just, because you're not resting and recovering. Hmm. All right, this is maybe one means to help you guys out with that, all right? All right, till the next segment, from Dave and myself, Nanu, Nanu, see you then.